Amen. I'm glad he knows our voice. Amen. John 10 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. Appreciate the singing. Appreciate them taking part in the service today. I want you to turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Titus, chapter number 2. Titus, chapter number 2. Titus chapter 2. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Starting at verse number 11. These are familiar verses and approached it in different ways, but today I pray that God will help us as we think about the coming of the Lord Jesus. The word rapture is not in the Bible, but the truth of it is. Rapture means, an old English word, means snatched out, caught away, caught up in. And it's going to happen one day. Notice what the Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Praise God, I'm glad it for all men. Teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. Pause there just a minute. I was thinking the other night on these scriptures and thinking about how man's by nature a sinner. He's a sinner by choice. He's a sinner by practice. And when God saved us, there's a new nature come inside of us, a godly, new godly nature. And then we make choices about our lives, and then we ought to put in practice and live godly. That's what he said in these verses, live godly. Verse number 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to be in the house of God today. And thank you, Lord, for every song been sung, everyone that's come and prayed, every heart that's been touched, life that has been challenged. And Father, today we pray in Jesus' name for all the requests that have been made. And Lord, we join with our people and bring burdens and cares unto you. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to realize you're the great shepherd. And Father, you do all things well and never fail us in any way. So we bow our heads, humble our hearts, and say thank you for being good unto us. Now, Father, we pray for the power of God, the moving of the Holy Spirit, move upon us in preaching of the Word of God. I pray that your will be accomplished. You bring glory to yourself. Speak to hearts. Deal with lives. Magnify yourself. And we'll give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning on the subject of who, this blessed hope and the glorious appearing. There's three who's I want to put in here. And I'm glad I'm one of those who's, but I'll get to that a little bit later, but all right. Now we're thinking about this. Strong defines that word blessed as supremely blessed, fortunate, well off. I like that, well off. One's looking for that blessed hope are well off. Ones that's expecting his coming are well off. And we're supremely blessed, amen. For the grace of God has worked in our hearts and helped us. And I want to say to you today that I believe with all my heart that things we're seeing in our world today that is just a fulfilling of the Word of God, and we're experiencing in our day, and we've thought about the communism, and people thought that bring in Antichrist. We thought about Muslim and thinking that bring in Antichrist. And there have been a lot of things come down through history. Even when Hitler came to power, many thought that would be the end. And what we're seeing today in Egypt and other countries, And democracy is, by the way, democracy is not the best form of government. Theocracy is. Amen. And he is the only one that can rule and reign in supreme authority as ought to be. And so I just thought I'd plug it in, but we're moving our world into the one world government, and that one's going to step out one day, and the world's going to follow him. And that's going to happen. You say, preacher, that'll never happen. Just wait around. I don't expect to be here when it all comes to place, but I'm looking for Jesus to come before that time. But listen, I know this. I'm a pre-tribulationist, by the way. And pre-trib, pre-mid, I'm pre-everything. Amen. I'm pre. Amen. I just don't believe God's children are appointed to wrath. We've been saved, hallelujah, and we're going to be called out of here before the wrath comes. But I want you to turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and just let me read a few verses here just to get a setting. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Pause there and say, sound like you're reading the morning paper, and truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and have lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a commentary on our day. Look in chapter 4 and verse number 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And we're living in a day when we're having a whole lot of that, teachers having itching ears, always trying to come out with something that will suit man so he won't get disturbed and say something about God. And they have itching ears to hear that as something new, but they want the power of God in it, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Is that not true in our day in which we find ourselves living? And I'm all for teaching. I'm all for teaching the right thing and having get-togethers to do the right thing and teach the right subject. I'm for Sunday school. I'm for all that. But I'm telling you today that there's a whole lot of things coming down the pike that God's not anywhere around. Amen. What the best answer we can have for everything that we're looking for is found in the Word of God. And God said he chose the foolish to preaching. Amen. Save them that believe. And I don't believe you can improve on the preaching of the Word of God. I don't believe there's any improvement on that. Now, I'm not talking about my preaching. I'm saying preaching of the Word of God. I don't care who he is. As long as he's preaching the Word of God, that's the best instruction we'll ever get anywhere is from the Word of God. Thank God for that word. When we dedicated that baby a while ago, we read from Deuteronomy about the Word of God. Think about it when you get up. Think about it during the day. Think about it when you go to bed at night. And when you get up the next day and you think about it again, when you're walking by the way, think about it. When you're sitting at the table, think about it. Whatever you're doing, think about it. Thank God for his word. Amen. Then there's a whole lot of confusion today about what's going to take place and what is going to happen. And I want to say this here in the book of Titus, he's been talking about teaching and talking about being faithful in verse 9 of chapter 1, holding the word as had been taught, may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. In verse number 7, all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, verse 8, and so forth. He's saying we need this continually in our lives. And then he gets into this thing about the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say first, and this is introduction. I'm still in my introduction. They get kind of long sometimes, but I'm trying to get through it. But this word hope that we have here, blessed hope, it's not like we use the word hope today most of the time. We're talking about hope
It's a maybe it'll happen. We got expectations that it'll happen. It'd be good for us if it happens. The hope that is used here has the understanding of it that it is going to happen, and it is our real expectation of it. And it's not maybe going to happen. It's going to happen. It's our blessed hope. Amen. Today, you look around you in this world, and you'll get discouraged. You'll get despondent. You'll get out of sorts, and you'll wonder what in the world is going to happen. And I read you scripture of what's in the last days, and we've talked about that a little bit. But I'm telling you, my hope is not in this world. My hope is not in Washington, D.C. My hope is not in the politics nor economy. My hope is in the blessed return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only hope that we have. That's a blessed hope that we have. Amen. And the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior. Preacher, do you really believe that Jesus Christ is coming back? I do. I do. Amen. The first who that I want to talk about here today is the Lord Jesus Christ. Who are we talking about coming? We're not talking about the angelic host coming. We're not talking about Michael coming or Gabriel coming. We're not talking about that. And we're not talking about some wise person coming or some great preacher coming or some great singer coming. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about some great church coming on the scene. But we are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself coming. The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we're talking about coming, amen? Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Voice of the archangel, trumpet of God. The Lord himself, the creator, the word, if you please. In the beginning was the word. Word was with God. The word was God. And the same was in the beginning with. And all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. I say glory, hallelujah. That's the one I'm looking for to come. He's the creator. And by the way, in John chapter 1, I just quoted to you for a few verses. In verse 14 said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. That being true, then that's true that he is the word. He is the creator, and he created all things. And thank God he's the one I'm looking for to come. He's the one hung stars in place. He's the one calls them all by name. He's the one holds the earth in its place, the sun, the moon. He's the one that takes care of all of that. He's the one that created us out of the dust. He's the one breathing nostrils of man the breath of life. He's the one that sustains life. And he's the one that's coming back. Amen. But let me tell you something else about him. Look in verse 14 I read to you today in the scripture. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. I say to you today, thank God, he's the one that died for us. He's the one that paid the price for us. He's the one that did it for us. I'm glad one day, thank God, he's going to come in the air and the shout will be made and trump sound. And he's coming. He's the one that's coming. Thank God he is. I want you to look in Acts chapter 1. And verse number, let's look at verse number 8. I just like it. And then we'll get verse 9. In verse 8, Acts chapter 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea, in Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's why he gives the power of the Holy Ghost, is to be witnesses. In verse 9. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, I want you to get this. In Acts 1:9, said a cloud received him out of their sight. They're standing there. He told them they're going to get he's going to send the Holy Ghost back unto them and what they're supposed to do. And then he begins to send up. And think about this. They're standing there. He's talking to them. And then he begins to rise. And while they look steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, I'd been gazing up too, wouldn't you? I don't know what else to do. And they were gazing up and said, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Now get this. This same Jesus. Hallelujah. The choir sings that song sometime about this same Jesus. I'm glad, praise God, this same Jesus. The same one that died at Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day. The same one that went to the cross and suffered our hell, paid our price, took our sin, made sin for us. This same one that rose from the dead and gave them the orders and promised the Holy Ghost to come and told them what to do. This same one that created this earth. This same one that saved me by his grace. This same Jesus. That's what he said. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, so soul come again in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. I say hallelujah. He's coming back and praise his holy name. He's coming to get us. I'm glad that he is. And so this same Jesus, who is this we're talking about? We're talking about Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, what about these other religions that they believe in some Allah, or they believe in Buddha, or they believe in something else, and won't they be all right? I had a man one time I worked with. He said, as long as they're sincere and they believe it's about some God, won't that be all right? That sounds good to man, but it's not all right. There's not but one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. And God forbid if we ever quit preaching Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the only way. The only way there is Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. I pray to God that we'll never let the world's way of thinking and modern religion get in our minds and mess us up. And that's what's happening across our world, getting messed up and thinking, well, as long as they believe in some supreme being. By the way, these lodges messed up in that stuff, amen. And talking about supreme being, I know who he is, amen. He's not just a supreme being, he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior, he's Lord. I say hallelujah, he's Lord. Amen and amen. Who are we talking about? We're talking about him. But now who's the second who we're talking about? I want you to get the second who. Not only who is coming back, but I want you to look at who's coming with him. I like his, amen. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, you're crazy. I may be, but I'm having a good time being crazy. Amen, brother. Hazelwood mentioned something about somebody called him something one time because he wouldn't gamble. And I say hallelujah, thank God for that. But who's coming with him? In 2 Corinthians 5 and 8 says, talking about being absent from the body, being present with the Lord. And so we know we're going somewhere and talking to Christian people. And so Christian people, when they pass away, the soul spirit immediately is in the presence of God. Now, when that thief on the cross believed on the Lord Jesus, and Jesus said, this day shall thou be of me in paradise. Paradise, I believe at that time, was in the heart of the earth. But paradise is now in the third heaven. How you know, preacher? Because Paul was caught up in the third heaven into paradise. And Jesus took, until he died and was buried and rose and ascended back to the Father, and the blood sacrifice was made in heaven itself, that man couldn't leave here and go directly in the presence of the living God. But hallelujah, I'm glad now forever saved, born again, regenerated person. When it comes time to leave this world, it's goodbye over here, good night over here, and good morning over there. Amen. And walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and a shadow can't hurt you. Transfer truck shadow can run over you. It'll not even might feel a breeze, but you can't feel anything else. It won't hurt you. And a saved person, thank God, the valley of death cannot hurt you. It'll only be a way to get to glory. Hallelujah. And I say praise God for that. But I'm trying to get past that now. Saved people go to heaven. Unsaved go to hell. You say, preacher, do you really believe that unsaved go to hell? I believe as much as I believe that saved go to heaven, unsaved go to hell. Well, preacher, that's an archaic belief, and it's out of date, and people don't believe that today. It doesn't make a difference whether people believe it today or not. It's still the truth. Amen. In hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment. By the way, Jesus warned more about going to hell than he talked about heaven. And I say to you today, don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Realize the fact that it's a real place. And I'm not trying just to scare you, but I tell you one thing. I was afraid of going to hell before I got saved. I was afraid I was going to drop into hell. And I needed to get saved so I wouldn't go to hell. But I praise God. I got so much more than just keeping out of hell when I got saved. Amen. I realize, thank God, I'm not going to hell. But I got a whole lot more going to heaven than I have going to hell. Amen. I can't get in all that. We'll be here all day, sure enough. But trying to hold this thing together today and get through, but I'm telling you, who's coming with him are those who have gone there. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I'd not have you be ignorant, brethren. Now, they've been debating on what happened. They were looking for Jesus to come right then. And some had passed away and gone on. And Paul trying to deal with that and said, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. He's not talking about soul sleep. He's talking about the body being put in the ground. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, he didn't say not to sorrow. He said sorrow as those that have no hope. Don't do that. Don't sorrow like that. There's a vast difference when somebody passes away in families that know God and families that do not know God. There's a vast difference in the reaction. But let me say to you, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant about them. Said those that have gone on, said, for he went on and talked about that, said, don't be ignorant about them that are asleep, that when he comes back, let me get that in my mind. Let me start quoting that again. Brethren, I'm not happy to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you saw or not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even though also that sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. I got it. Amen. And so he's going to bring them with him. Who's he bringing with him? Those who have died in Christ. Hey, praise God and the Lamb forever. You know who's coming with him? That thief on the cross that repented and got saved, he's coming back with him. Paul's coming back with him. Peter's coming back with him. James is coming back with him. John's coming back with him. Hallelujah, amen. I'm glad, praise God. I remember Granny Heath and Linda, you know who I'm talking about. You remember that little white church building we used to have before we built the new one up in Claghorn Valley? I remember Granny in that building throwing a bonnet in there and praising God. Guess who's coming back with him? Granny's coming back with him. Hallelujah. I don't know if she'll have a bonnet or not, but I believe she'll be praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lamb forever. I remember Barm Sturgill preaching up there, and he preached and set his foot up on a banister, had a banister there. He pulled up his socks and long handles down and keep on a preaching. I said, hallelujah. And I can see that in my mind's eye. And I just a little young man, but I'm looking for him. He's coming back with him. He's coming back with him. Hallelujah. I got a mom and dad over there. They're coming back with him. And hey, praise God. And one of his mom and dad, hey, listen, her dad was a preacher. And I stole the preacher's daughter. That'd break anybody from stealing. Amen. I got to go home after a while. I better leave that alone. Amen. But anyway, he forgave me, thank God. I don't know what he ever did or not, but he did. Amen. When we come back, one gone but one night, we had a long honeymoon. And when we got back, went to her house. I believe that was the most dreaded day of my life. Outside of the time when I saw myself lost going to hell. But when we come back, her daddy, we married in the middle of the summer. And so her daddy and her mother sitting on the porch in a swing, and he had a switch in his hand. I started to tell her to get out and go see what to say. But I braved it on and made it, hallelujah. But what I started to tell you was, her daddy, after my daddy died when he was a young man, and her daddy was like a daddy to me. And of course he was a preacher, and when I announced my call to preach, I went to talk to him, and he encouraged me and helped me when I was young and along the way. But her mom and dad was good to me. They treated me like a son, as good as one of the children. I just one of them. And one day they're coming back with him. Hallelujah. With him. And I get to see them. Hey, today, precious friend, if you're not saved, you don't have the blessed hope we have. Some of y'all sitting here today, and I see some of you wiping tears right now. I'm thinking about somebody, Sister Billings, that left us real quick. But I'm glad, praise God, he's coming back with him. Amen. I remember several folk around here in this building that have loved ones that have gone on to glory. And one day, they're coming back with him. And thank God and praise the Lamb forever and forever. Billy McPherson was here during Jubilee and sang for us one night one song, you remember? And he took me in Whiteville to see more lost people than I believe any man ever took me to see in my life. And he knew he was rough before he got saved, and so he knew them all. And one night he took me to see a judge. Well, he used to be a judge. Judge been in jail and got out. He took me to see him and talked about him. But his wife, Pam, I'm Pam. Pat. Got Pam on my mind. I'm sorry about that, Pam. I'm Pat. And Pat, and I'm going to use somebody out of the church. That way be better, I guess. And I was talking, and she would invite us up to her house. And she had one of those orange skillets. And fry that chicken while you could smell it half a mile down the road. Hallelujah. And she'd come by. Sometimes she'd come by the house, and one day I'd be there, and she'd talk, and she'd share things. And she just one of those that just loved to serve God, loved the Lord. And she got killed in an automobile accident here over a year ago. And I'm thinking about Pat. One day she's coming back. Hallelujah. She's coming back with him. I say glory to God. He's bringing some folk with him. Who are we talking about anyway, preacher? Who are we dealing with? We're dealing with Jesus Christ that shall come again in the glory and coming in the air. And then we're dealing with those who are coming back with him. And let me say now, thirdly, and I close with this, who's he coming for? I'm glad you asked. I wanted to tell you. Hey, man, he knows he's coming back, and he's bringing them with him. But I want you to know he's coming back for their resurrected and glorified bodies. Amen. They're going to resurrect first. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 said he come in the and talk about the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven, the shout and the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I want you to know if Jesus comes today, that those who have gone on and outstripped us and gone on and in glory and come back with him, soul spirits coming back and in the burial place, wherever that may be, God's going to resurrect that body glorified like unto Jesus. And the soul, spirit, and body's going to be joined together. And they're coming out, hallelujah. And the Bible says we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then we'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in that. In the clouds, we'll have a homecoming, hallelujah. I said he's bringing them back with him. Bible said we're going to be caught up in a glorified, there'll be a glorified body. We'll be in a glorified body. And then we're going to be together in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. I say hallelujah and praise God. I'm glad I'm in that number. I'm getting out of here, amen. I'm not staying around and see what happens afterwards. I'm going in the rapture when Jesus comes. Are you? Amen. You say, preacher, you got any hope? Hope, hallelujah. I got a blessed hope and glorious appearing the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Preacher, the world's looking bad. Yeah, but look up, it's looking better all the time. Amen. Hey, things around us don't look good, and things around us may look bleak, and things around us may not be our liking, but I can tell you right now, he's a coming back. He's a coming back. I believe that. Amen. We said, preacher, we've heard that. That's what the Bible said. They come scoffers in the last days saying, we've heard this. They become scoffers saying, where's the promise of his coming? Where's the promise of it? I'll tell you where it is. Same place it's always been. Amen. You're not hearing this word of God. This same Jesus is coming back. Who? Who? Jesus. Who's he coming? Who's coming with him? Those that have outstripped us and gone on that are saved. Who's he coming for? Their resurrected bodies and us that are saved, changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 talks about showing us a mystery, that we should all sleep and all be changed, moment, twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumps are sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and we shall be changed. Hey, listen, I want you to know, he said, this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal put on immortality, then shall be brought to the pass of saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin, strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray today that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts, help those who are in the house that's unsaved to see their need to come and be saved. Lord, I pray for those who are here and they're saved and they go into rapture, but they might be ashamed. Father, I pray you speak to our hearts. Help us, Lord, to look at ourselves that we not be ashamed when you come, but be ready. I pray you'd help us all do what we need to do today in the invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. Look this way just a moment. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be also ready, for such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. 1 John 2:28, now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear that you may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to sing. If you're saved, God's speaking to your heart about your life. God's saying something to you, you need to come, you ought to come. If you're unsaved, you need to come to Jesus and get saved. This is your opportunity to come. Whatever God's saying, whatever God's doing in your life, you need to come. You let God help you, God will. God says, come. Let's sing, brother.
Come, every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word.
He'll surely do it.
Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now.
Precious friend, let me say to you, today may be the day that Jesus will come. I don't know that, but he may. Or you may drop over, but you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. He'll save you if you'll come to him. God, the Holy Spirit knocking on your door, conviction's there, you know you're lost, you know you need Jesus. God's saying something to you. Listen to him and let him help you. One day we'll preach the last message, give the last invitation. God's speaking to your heart. Somehow I feel this morning God dealing with that precious heart needed to come, get right with God. If I could come to you and put my arms around you and do it, I'd do that, but I can't make you. I can't do it for you, but Jesus certainly can help you. While we sing, why don't you come? While we sing.
Come in and join this holy band and on to glory go. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into this crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, that leads you into
God help you. God can do what nobody else can do if you'll just come.
Trust him now. He will save.
You say, preacher, I don't know what to do if I come. You just get our attention. We'll be glad to talk with you, pray with you, help you get somebody to. Why don't you just let God have his way? God's speaking to your heart, and you need to come. I'm not going to just prolong invitation, but I believe we ought to obey God, do what God says. God's nudging my heart. I plead with you. Let's sing another verse.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you.
I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes, if you would, over the house, every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody's looking, myself and God. I'm not going to come to you, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, but I wonder if there's anybody here today that would say, just by an uplifted hand, I need help spiritually. Maybe saved, and God dealing with your heart about something, or some problem somewhere, maybe that you're not saved. You'd like to slip your hand up. Anybody in the house, slip your hand up. I need help spiritually. Just pray for me. Slip it up, take it right back down. God bless you. I see that hand. Anybody else, quickly. God bless you. I see that precious hand. Anybody else, slip it up, take it right back down. We'll know what you mean. Anyone else, anywhere. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege that we have to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior. And Lord, we look for that coming of the Lord Jesus. Help us today as we live our lives to look for his coming. I pray in Jesus' name you'd help those that lifted their hands. They said, pray for me. Lord, you know who they are. You know exactly what they need. I pray for them the best I know how. And ask in Jesus' name that you meet their spiritual need. They'll let you help them. And God, I pray for them. Thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.